A Window to History, the Wonderful World of Old Newspaper Ads. Ads of Old Equals a Lot of Fun. By Michael Peaver, published on September 22, 2020. This month's Window to History gives me the opportunity to talk about one of my favorite aspects of historic newspapers, the advertisements. Fear not, advertisements of old are often entertaining, unwittingly funny, at least to me, or just plain fascinating, especially armed as we are with our modern-day 2020 hindsight. As we'll see, outlandish claims in ads are not a 20th century invention, but old ads were much more direct than the fare of today. What you see is what you get most of the time. What makes old ads so interesting to me is that they give insight into the fashions and tastes of the day that the newspaper content itself might not so obviously showcase. And maybe they can let us imagine, even for a second, what it was like to live in that particular locale at that time. History seems a little more tangible, and that, after all, is something we history buffs care a lot about. And those prices! For this, we turn to three new publications recently included on the Colorado Historic Newspapers Collection website, all from a particular locale, Florence, in Fremont County, Colorado, and all from around the turn of the 20th century. The Florence Daily Herald, the Florence Daily Tribune, and the Florence Refiner. From the Daily Herald, the Arkansas Valley Electric Company promises, quote, the best and most economical light to all. Elsewhere, the Bank of Florence, quote, does a general banking business, end quote. I told you, direct. Hungry? Well, for the, quote, best dinner in town, end quote, look no further than the Idlewild. Those with strong stomachs should definitely partake of the oysters, which are, quote, as fresh and fine as you can get anywhere on either coast, end quote. No mention of where the oysters were sourced, though. You might need some sort of medical attention after dining there. Ads of old have you covered there, too. Of particular interest are the miracle cures. One should expect to see adamant claims that, insert new serum here, will take care of pretty much any ailment that comes to mind. This ad, titled somewhat terrifyingly given that it was published in 1897, Blood Poison a Specialty, promises that, quote, primary, secondary, or tertiary blood poison permanently cured in 15 to 35 days, end quote. It goes on, quote, if you have taken mercury, iodide, potash, and have still aches and pains, mucus patches in mouth, sore throat, pimples, copper-colored spots, ulcers on any part of the body, hair or eyebrows falling out, it is this secondary blood poison we guarantee to cure. End quote. Dear reader, I hope after reading this you will finally dispense with the heavy metals and iodide potash for your pimples and mucus patches and contact the experts, like the Cook Remedy Company. Screenshot. In buying a new watch, most people are obliged to depend entirely on the word of the jeweler. The gradual increase of our business is an assurance that the foundation of our business policy is honesty. We carry a larger assortment of watches than ever before. Call and see them, Morris the Jeweler. This ad needed to be broken down in order to fully understand it. It tells us that 1, you can only really buy watches from jewelers. 2, because people need watches, they have indeed been buying them from jewelers. And 3, therefore, this somehow proves that jewelers are honest business people. 4. Signed, the jeweler. Screenshot. My business is increasing to such an extent that I find it necessary to put on a truck wagon shortly. It has been ordered and will arrive in a few days. A piano rack is also on the way, and after its arrival will move pianos at a very moderate cost. C.A. Dorn, Corner 2nd and McCandless Avenue. This one is a not-so-subtle brag, and a desperate plea for business all at once. One wonders if it generated any piano-related income. Screenshot. Follow them. You will soon find out the attraction which causes the ladies to flock here. G.O.M. Debert. Pikes Peak Ave. And front. Next to this ad is an article called Severely Burned. At noon yesterday, while Mrs. Vale, who lives on the corner of 4th Street and Santa Fe Avenue, was cooking beets for dinner. She poured a quantity of gasoline on them, thinking it was vinegar. On lifting the vessel in which the beets were cooking from the stove, she spilled some of the gasoline on the fire. It immediately ignited, and the flames quickly spread about the room. Mrs. Vale, in trying to subdue the flames, severely burned her hands and face, and her apparel also caught fire. Her son, Emmett, in trying to rescue her from the perilous situation, severely burned his hands. Aside from the above, no damage was done. End screenshot. I admit it. I have absolutely no idea what the ad is trying to convey. Follow them seems at least mildly threatening. Check out the little cautionary tale next door. When cooking beets, don't make the rookie mistake of confusing your gas for your vinegar. I think we've all been there. Screenshot. An earache is about as painful an ache as anything that Salvasia has to deal with. But it stops immediately. Big pains, little pains, it stops all of them. Salvasia is the quickest to relieve and cure piles, boil, catarrh, chafings, sore throat, ulcers, colds, rheumatism, sore muscles, burns. Two sizes, 25 and 50 cents, at druggists or by mail. End screenshot. Allow me to end on another medical one. They are always a hit. I like to think the illustrator only did ears, hence why this ad is ostensibly about earache salve, but it turns out it's also good for piles, boils, catarrh, chafings, sore throat, ulcers, colds, rheumatism, sore muscles, and burns.